From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Over the strong objections of his own Justice Department, President Donald Trump will clear the way for the publication of a classified memo on the Russia investigation that Republicans say shows improper use of surveillance by the FBI, White House officials said on Thursday. The memo, prepared by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, is said to allege FBI misconduct in its investigation of potential ties between Russia and Trump's 2016 campaign. Trump's Justice Department and Democrats furiously lobbied Trump to stop the release, saying it could harm national security and mislead the public. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is about to embark on a six-day trip through Latin America. He was critical of Venezuela's Maduro in a speech in Austin, Texas.
The corrupt and hostile regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela clings to a false dream and antiquated vision for the region that has already failed its citizens. It does not represent the vision of millions of Venezuelans or in any way comport with the norms of our Latin American, Canadian, or Caribbean partners. Our position has not changed. We urge Venezuela to return to its constitution, to return to free, open, and democratic elections, and to allow the people of Venezuela a voice in their government.
Tillerson underscored the dire economic situation of millions of Venezuelans who lack access to basic goods and medical supplies. A spokesman for the Democratic Republic of Congo says President Joseph Kabila intends to respect the Constitution and relinquish power after elections in December. This is VOA News. The U.S. government's third highest-ranking diplomat announced his resignation Thursday after 35 years of service. It's the latest in a steady stream of senior career officers to leave the State Department since Donald Trump entered the White House. Secretary of State Tillerson told the Associated Press he asked Shannon not to resign and admitted Thomas Shannon's departure would be a loss. The U.S. State Department also said on Thursday that it was deeply, deeply troubled by new reports of mass graves in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where the military has been accused of atrocities against minority Rohingya Muslims. The Associated Press reported it had confirmed the existence of more than five previously unreported mass graves in Myanmar. Heather Nauert is the State Department spokesperson.
We are deeply, deeply troubled by those reports of mass graves. And I want to point out that these are in the northern Rakhine State. That is the exact area where we have seen the Rohingya flee their country for neighboring Bangladesh. We are watching this situation very carefully. As you know, the secretary had not long ago said that the activities taking place in the northern Rakhine State constitute ethnic cleansing.
A court in Myanmar declined to grant bail for two Reuters journalists who are accused of violating the country's Official Secrets Act. Stefan Dujarric, who is spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, says their team in Myanmar is following developments in the case extremely closely.
The Secretary General has expressed his concern at the erosion of the press freedom in Myanmar, and he has called for the international community to do whatever it can to secure the release of the journalists and to ensure press freedom in the country.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees is appealing for $175 million to provide life-saving assistance to more than 250,000 largely forgotten victims of the radical Islamic group Boko Haram. While it no longer makes headline news, the UN refugee spokesman told VOA that Boko Haram insurgency continues to displace people, negatively affecting their lives. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of the